Rebecca Brazitis is a sophomore at Morgantown High School. She's passionate about her beliefs and working to change gun laws and school safety from the ground up, starting with her own neighborhood. Morgantown High School participated in the nationwide walkout earlier this year and hosted a March for Our Lives event after that. Brazitis also organized a town hall panel at the Church of the Brethren in Morgantown in April on issues related to guns and school safety. She says she left the event feeling inspired.
As long as we just keep on the conversation, keep talking about these issues, I think that can eventually make a bigger impact.
On February 9, 1978, a student opened fire in St. Albans, West Virginia, killing one student. It was the last high school shooting the state has seen. Although that was 40 years ago, some students here say they are worried about their safety. They suggest solutions could be banning semi-automatic weapons and having stricter background checks. Some on the other side of the gun law debate say more restrictions aren't the answer. Instead, they argue, more good guys with guns will keep everyone safer. Although background checks are required to buy a gun in West Virginia, anyone can carry a concealed gun without a permit. Nick DeMedici is the general manager at Defense in Depth, a shooting range in Morgantown. He says he still encourages buyers to get a permit. DeMedici says owning a gun comes with a huge responsibility.
A gun is the furthest thing from a magic wand you can imagine. And unfortunately, a lot of people think that they are magic wands, and that if I go buy a gun, that I'm going to be safe. Well, that is nothing could be further from the truth.
While DeMedici emphasizes responsible gun ownership, Brazitis thinks the solution is more political. She thinks buying a gun is too easy and says she's frustrated that students seem to be taking the issue more seriously than elected officials.
Even our nation leaders aren't really taking this as a big issue. Students are raising their voices and they're saying this is what we need. You know, we need less guns, and they're not really doing anything about it.
One researcher at West Virginia University says the debate around school safety has been too focused on guns, though. Dr. Walter DeCassaretti is the director of the Research Center on Violence at WVU. He says schools should place more emphasis on the value of acceptance.
We have to talk about the importance of creating kinder schools and kinder cyberspace as well, creating a cultures of support rather than marginalization.
Because Brazitis is the same age as the Parkland shooting victims, she says she feels more connected to the issues and that students are finally realizing that if they want to see change, they need to make it happen themselves.
Students are now feeling a little bit more empowered and they're realizing that, oh, we're the future.
She says those students are our next leaders, and starting to make a change now can end the violence they see on a regular basis. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jillian Brooks.